今天很高兴我们请到了我们新来的英文堂的牧师张成豪牧师他来给我们证道，由王大伟弟兄翻译。 Let's welcome Pastor Eric Chan.
Well, good morning, everyone.
大家早安。
And happy Independence Day.I hope that you all had a wonderful week and celebrating and enjoying some of the freedoms that we have in our country.
希望大家在这个周末都是能够享受到这个自由，在这里庆祝。
Just to kind of share with you, our family had a wonderful time from the English side with a wonderful fellowship that was prepared to welcome us.
张牧师昨天跟英文的团契们在外面这个烤肉欢迎他们一家到这里来。
So as a part of ACCCN, I want to say thank you for your warm welcome to us.
所以他跟北堂说谢谢大家热烈的欢迎他们一家到这里。
Today we want to cover the topic of anger.
今天我们要讲到的就是愤怒跟恨这个题目。
And if we look around our world today, we see lots of problems with anger, don't we?
我们看到我们所处的这个世界真是充满了愤怒跟恨。
We see it in the way that people drive.
哦，就看到有些人开车的这个方法。
And more tragically, we see it even in the anger of individuals that bring guns to schools.
而且我们看到有些人在用枪有暴力。在学校里面做了不好的事情。
But I believe in our world today that's struggling so much with anger, I believe that we are also struggling very much with anger too.
就像这世上很多对这个愤怒的挣扎，事实上我们每个人个人在这个愤怒跟恨上也是有我们个人的挣扎。
And with our Asian background, I think that we struggle in a special way with anger because of the way we were taught growing up in our cultures.
尤其是我们亚裔文化的背景，对这个愤怒的这个处理可能有一些特别的负担。
So in dealing with anger, I want to ask really basically two questions that I think that you all will be interested in, that I know that I am very interested in trying to answer today.
所以在处理这个愤怒上有两个很有意义的这个问题。
First of all, where does it come from?
第一个就是说这个愤怒是从何而来。
And how do we fix it?
那我怎么样能够这个改正这个状况？
When we talk about anger, Jesus has a passage in Matthew chapter 5 that directly addresses this topic.
在这个马太福音里面，耶稣就特别提到了这个愤怒的这个题目。
And so today we're going to cover our passage in three different sections and then have a conclusion and a time of response at the end.
所以今天我们有三个不同部分的经文然后有回应。
Our first section I've entitled Murder and Anger.
所以第一个就是杀人与愤怒。
So let's dive into our passage.
所以我们来看一下今天的经文。
Jesus begins in Matthew chapter 5, verse 21, and he says, You have heard it that it was said to those of old.And in verse 22, he also comes back and says, But I say to you.
所以在这个21章里面就是说你们听见有吩咐古人的话然后在22章又告诉我们说我现在在告诉你们。
In beginning in our passage, we need to understand that Jesus is actually addressing the rabbinic tradition along with the Mosaic law.
所以在这里我们必须要先知道就是说耶稣在这个教导上是从这个犹太传统的背景里面为出发点来讲述这一个教导。
And we know that Jesus is speaking to parts of the law in this passage, and that he's addressing really the second half of the Ten Commandments.
我们也看到就是说他事实上是特别的讲到这个十诫中后面的一半。
Roughly speaking, the first half addresses about worshiping God.
所以十诫的前面一半大致上来讲是 我们怎么样敬拜神。
And the second half really is designed to address community and society in how we love our neighbor.
这个第二个下面一个部分当然就是实际就是讲到说我们这个所有的社会跟我们的环境。
So when we talk about murder and anger today, Jesus is really speaking about the first commandment of the social or the community neighborly commands.
所以我们今天讲到就是这个十诫下面一半第一个诫里面就讲到说我们不可以杀人。
And when we look at verse 22, we see that Jesus is very specifically wanting to go deeper than just the traditional or just the rabbinic understanding of what is the law.
所以当二十二节的时候，我们就看到说，耶稣就从这个犹太的传统里面，再更深入的把它的走出来。
Jesus also speaks very directly and personally when he says the word "I say to you."
那耶稣也是用他自己本身来讲说，我告诉你们。
And he places himself at a higher authority than just the other rabbis.
但我们知道耶稣是比所有一切的拉比教师都更高的。
Our passage also today is a continuation of the passage a few verses earlier in verse 17 that says, Do not think I've come to abolish the law or the prophets, but I've not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
当然21、22节的话是从前面17节那里开始讲到17节讲说莫想我要来废掉律法和先知。我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
In a concept that might not be too far for us to reach, Jesus is tying murder to anger and wants to radically shift the traditional understanding of the law.
希望我们可以了解，就是从一个传统的这个律法里面讲到说，这个杀人跟后面现在耶稣教导说，怎么把这个杀人跟这个愤怒跟恨连接在一起。
Jesus wants to explain the full intent and heart of God in the design of the law.
所以耶稣在这里是希望把神要真正告诉我们这个十诫还是这些教导的真诀，他的动机是在什么地方。
Interestingly enough, too, he really addresses the whole world when he uses the word brother.
当耶稣讲说弟兄们是讲我们所有一切世上所有的人。
So we're now at a point where we need to define how does Jesus define anger?
所以我们要来看看说耶稣怎么样来定义这个愤怒跟恨。
If we look at our passage, we see murder and we see this concept of liability and judgment.
所以我们看到就是说这个杀人跟他的这个审判跟结果。
And we look at the counterpart with anger and we see accountability to brother, but we also have liability and judgment.
当我们就是下面这些经文也可以看到，就是说，当我们有愤怒的时候，我们也是有责任也是有后果的。
And Jesus further explains what that anger is by calling it also insult and the words "you fool."
然后耶稣更清楚的告诉我们，就是说，当我们有时候这个侮辱或骂我们的弟兄的时候，是骂我们的弟兄是废物或者是笨蛋的时候。
And when we speak of anger, Jesus is just as serious, if not more serious, than murder, because he puts the context in the hellfire.
所以耶稣在这里把这一个愤怒跟杀人是放在一个这个层面上面。
So we can see that Jesus defines anger not just as emotions, but also as actions and attitudes.
所以在这里耶稣的教导是说，这个愤怒并不只是一种情绪，而是一种我们的这个动机跟我们的这个行为。
And if we really begin digging deep in our hearts, we begin to realize there's anger in our hearts.
如果我们真的静静的真的是往我们心里面醒察的话，我们会发现我们心中的确是有愤怒的。
We need to move on to our second section, the talking about worship and reconciliation.
所以我们看看第二个，就是有关于这个敬拜。
Jesus begins with this hypothetical if, but it's also very personal, you.
所以在这个第二个例子里面，耶稣也是说你，就是第一人称的你。
And Jesus, in a way, is really giving us a personal application.
他让我们知道说，这个是我们个人的这个需要操练的。
The first context of this first example is really in the context of worship.
所以在这里的话，他这个整个的这个这个范围呢，是开始是用在这个敬拜。
We have the words offering and gift and altar.
所以我们看到有这个祭坛供物礼物。
But as we go into the story here, it says, if you remember that your brother has something against you, leaves open the possibility that we might have done nothing wrong.
但这里讲到就是说，虽然这个有时候啊，我们可能觉得就是说，我们对我们的弟兄啊，事实上并没有做什么不对的事情。
As we move on, he urgently calls us to reconciliation when he says, "Leave your gift before the altar and go."
所以，当我们要去做这些献祭跟我们做崇拜的时候，我们觉得我们没有做错什么事情，但是他耶稣讲说，事实上在这个时候，如果你心中对你的弟兄，或姐妹有愤怒的话，你需要把这个敬拜先放下来。
One of the things that happens in this passage is that Jesus begins to prioritize reconciliation above worship.
所以在这里我们看到，在这个经文里面，耶稣把这个和好摆在这个敬拜的前面。
We see this in the next portion. It says, first be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.
所以我们看到经文讲说，我们应该先跟与我们弟兄的和好，然后再到台前来奉献。
Out of this section, we see two important things here that I'd like to point out. That not doing wrong does not free us from the responsibility to reconcile.
所以这里有一个要点，就是说，我们如果没有做错什么事情，并不能代替说我们需要与弟兄和好的责任。
It's not that we did wrong, but that something is wrong.
并不是说我们做错了没有，而是说事实上，这个事情里面真的是有很大的问题。
And if we have an opportunity to set something right, we ought to do it.
如果我们有个机会，把这个事情解决了，和解的话，我们真的是需要去做。
The second has to do with our connection with worship and reconciliation.
所以我们现在来看一下，就是说这个敬拜跟这个和解。
Not reconciling all of our relationships affects our ability to worship in our relationship with God.
如果我们不能在所有的关系上都得到和解的话呢？它就会影响到我们敬拜的这个的能力。
So we see that we have this responsibility to grow all relationships around us, including our relationship to God.
所以我们知道说，我们需要建立我们一切的关系，然后我们就能够建立与神的关系。
We need to take another look at this concept of murder and anger and how Jesus sees these two things.
所以我们再来看看耶稣怎么样看杀人。
And if you'll turn in your handout, there's an arrow with a diagram that you can fill in a few words there.
所以在今天的这个周报的里面就有一个这个图案。
I think the blanks translate into English and Chinese just fine.
希望这个翻译的上面的中文就是可以让大家能够了解到在左边。是红色的，右边是绿色的，是不一样的。
In the Jewish mindset, in a lot of ways, because they were so focused on the law, they really saw murder as being something that was very concrete and attainable.
所以在这个犹太的教导里面呢，他们着重的是说不要去做不对的事情，像不要去杀人。
So in other words, I didn't murder, I'm a good boy.
所以如果说我没有杀人的话呢，那我就是好的，我就是对的就可以了。
But Jesus wants to break us free from that and understand that anger is part of that spectrum that murder and anger are on the same level as sin.
但是耶稣在这教导我们，实际上杀人只是在左边，跟他一起的，在右边呢，就是我们心中的愤怒跟我们心中的恨。
We see this in Jesus' summary here in Mark of the Great Commandment when he says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these.
所以在这里就讲到最大的诫命在马可福音十二章二十九到三十一节。说第一要紧的就是说以色列啊你要听主我们神是独一的主你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神其次就是说要爱人如己再没有比这两条诫命更大的
Jesus sees murder and anger on a spectrum and if we draw this out
如果我们把其他的在这一个整个的这个观念里面，把其他的细节再放上去的话
，Jesus sees murder, hatred, anger, indifference, kindness and forgiveness, love and sacrifice。
所以我们看到最不好的杀人，然后这个恨，然后愤怒，漠然。然后这个原谅跟关爱，然后到能够牺牲。
Everything from indifference on to your left, you can see these are the things that Jesus qualifies essentially as sin as heading away from God.
所以我们看到从这个中间这个漠然开始往左边的话，这些都是把我们从神身边带走。
And not only does Jesus teach that we ought to move towards kindness and forgiveness and genuine love and pure sacrifice.
所以我们看到不但说神教导我们要有良善，要有宽恕，还有爱跟牺牲。
We know that he lived this.
我们知道说他自己就是这个教导，自己本身就是这个表彰。
But from a biblical perspective, we have to ask the question, how does Jesus come to this kind of view? Is this something that he just made up on his own?
所以在这个圣经里面，我们要看说，这个耶稣的这个教导，这一个教导是从何而来的。
I want to share with you something that I found that's kind of special, and the scholars hadn't quite mentioned this.
所以让我来分享一下，就是说，也许很多学者并不是常在说的一个道理。
If we go back in the book of Genesis to almost the beginning to Genesis chapter 4 to Cain's story，
如果我们到圣经最起初创世纪第一章讲到该隐的故事。
The story of Cain is basically that God rejects Cain's bad offering and he grows very angry。
所以在这个创世纪第四章这里的时候，当神不悦纳该隐的供物的时候呢，该隐就大大的发怒，而且变了脸色。
So God has a conversation with Cain and explains what's really going on and what his choices are.
所以耶和华就跟该隐对话，跟他讲说应该是怎么样，他的选择是什么。
At the end of verse 7, you can see that God points out very specifically, you can choose to rule over your anger.
当在这个第七节最后的时候，耶和华就跟该隐说，你是可以战胜这个愤怒的。
In fact, it's an imperative. We must rule over it.
事实上，我们必须要能够战胜这个愤怒。
You may be familiar with the story, but Cain lets anger rule over him, and he ends up going into the field and killing his brother, and God asks him, where is your brother?
我想你们都知道，在这个故事里面，该隐最后在这个把他的弟兄亚伯给杀了，那神问他说，亚伯在哪里？
And with chilling words, he answers words that we know very likely, am I my brother's keeper?
那在这里的话，我们就看到说，他很冷酷的跟神讲说， 是我要看守我的弟兄吗？
If we put this against or next to our Matthew passage, we can see some interesting parallels when we look at verses 21 through 24.
所以我们把这个带回到马太福音五章二十一节这里来。
Jesus wasn't limited by the law's perspective of merely murder.
所以我们看到这个教导，耶稣并不是只是有讲到说在这个律法里面说杀人的部分。
You can see these words, angry, brother, judgment, offering, gift, altar.
所以我们看到这里，他这个经文里面讲到说这个愤怒、弟兄、审判，还有这个、祭坛。
Jesus' understanding of anger, he understood that it is the very heart of murder itself.
他就用这些相关的在一起，让我们了解到，就是说这个杀人跟这个愤怒是连接在一起的。
And so Jesus implores us in verse 24, first be reconciled.
所以耶稣极力地要求我们，就首先要在所有的事情上要能够和好。
And we see this fits right in with this great commandment to love God and love our neighbor.
所以这个就是包括在就是我们要爱人如己。
We need to move on to our third section that speaks of reconciliation or prison.
所以我们来看看第三个部分，就是如何能够和好。
Jesus shifts this third section to follow the same theme of love and reconciliation.
所以在这个部分的话，就是说这个和好跟爱是连接在一起的。
But this time, we're in the wrong.
但是这个例子呢虽然还是讲和好，但是这个例子是讲说不是像第一个例子，这个例子事实上我们做错了一些事情。
The person bringing us to court actually has a basis for charges against us.
这个例子里面就是说我们的对方，因为我们做错了事带我们到受审判的地方。
The accuser can set in motion a process that can be swift and unbending.
然后对方可以在很快的这个过程当中让我们得到审判。
Which is why Jesus emphasizes getting things settled while you still have the time.
所以这里的重点就是说当我们在还有机会的时候呢，我们就应该迈出去把我们应该和好化解的事情做了。
Verse 26 says, Truly I say to you, you will never get out unless you have paid the last penny.
所以这二十六节这里讲就是说除了你把最后一文钱付清的话，否则你不能够从这个监狱里面出去。
Many people will use this as an allegory for eternal judgment.
有些人把这个当作一个永生的一个这个比喻。
But many people also understand this as being very literal, down to the last penny.
但事实上，这个不只是比喻，而是实际上确真真实实的一个教导。
So in other words, reconciliation isn't just some ideal that we just hold up there as a great and nice thing to do someday.
所以和好并不是一个好像很崇高的一个理念，我们就把它放在那个地方。也许某一天我们再来这个思考或去这个做这件事情。
But something we need now, today.
而是说我们现在，我们今天就应该去做，去和好。
Have you ever gotten yourself in trouble because of anger?
你有没有因为你的愤怒而让你这个造成你的困难？
This is good news. Jesus is telling us there's still time.
但这个是个好消息，就是说现在还是时间，还是有时间可以。
You can get out of this, but it will cost and it will be exacting.
当然了，你要付上一些代价，但是你可以从这个当中走出来。
The parable pictures strong and swift consequences.
我们在这个比喻当中，这个经节看到，就是说，如果没有不走出来的话，它这个后果是非常快就来的，而且非常不好的。
Both in this life and in eternity.
在这里教导的就是说，这个后果个代价不但是在今生，而且也是在永生。
So will we pursue reconciliation in all of our relationships swiftly?
所以我们必须要积极的去把我们所有的这个关系上需要化解和解的都需要积极的去做。
desperately.
而且要真的是全力的全心全力的去做。
One thing I've noticed over the course of time in my life is that the same sin costs more in consequences, and those consequences come more swiftly.
在我自己的灵命还有看到别人的灵命当中，我们就发现说，同样的罪往往会一直不时的带来不好的后果。
We can see that in Genesis chapter 4 and in Jesus' teaching, anger comes from the very beginnings, very from all the way.
所以我们看到这个愤怒在就是说在圣经一开始的时候就提起。
But where anger comes from, I think, is in part a surprise to us sometimes if we think about it.
那如果说我们要思考说这个愤怒到底是从何而来呢？这个答案也许会对有一些人有点惊讶。
In Genesis 1, God shows us the reason why He made mankind.
在这个创世纪第一章里面就讲说神是如何造人的。
He decided to make mankind in His own image.
神决定说要用他们的形象来造我们人。
So in other words, God's given us in limited form many of the things that God has in Himself.
所以我们就有在有限的状况下有很多神的形象。
Genesis 1 teaches us that God made man to rule.
那在一章创世纪一章也教导说神造人是让我们来管理这世上的一切。
And He gave us all the tools and supplies that we would need.
他也给了我们这些该有的能力跟工具来管理这个世界。
Maybe not exactly in these words, but I believe God also gave us anger.
所以虽然字句上并没有直接的讲，但是我们知道这个愤怒也是他给了我们当中的一个。
Because anger is related to this desire to rule.
因为这个愤怒跟这个管理可能是有连结在一起的。
To rule rightly, we need a sense of justice, a sense of right and wrong to make proper judgments.
要恰当的管理，要公正的管理的话，我们有一个这个动机。
Along with a conscience.
那这个动机也是有我们自己的良心。
He gives us the ability to plan and to hope and to have expectations for the future.
所以神给了我们这个良心，这个动机，让我们有希望，让我们有期望，让我们希望去做一些计划。
And when we think about sin, we realize in a lot of ways the reason we get angry is because we have just those things, a future, expectations and plans and things the way that they're supposed to work, and we want power.
所以在这个过程当中，当我们有期望的时候呢，那往往不小心的话，我们就会有犯罪，希望做一些我们希望做的事情。
God is the one that's given us desires for goals and to reach destinations.
没有错，神是给了我们这个能力，让我们有一种期望、一种动机的能力。
So let's begin answering this question: How do I fix it?
所以我们来看看，说我们要怎么样整理、管理这个事情。
So what can we do to overcome and rule our anger?
我们要怎么样能够控制来管理我们的愤怒？
I think our first thing that we can do is to examine our anger.
所以我们要来分析、省察一下这个愤怒在我们心中是什么样子。
And if you want a wonderful partner to examine your anger, you can go to the Book of Psalms.
可以在诗篇里面就有很多的这个对这个愤怒的这个教导。
Psalm 4:4 says, "Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your bed and be silent."
在这个箴言四章这里就讲到说不要为愤怒而这个犯罪在我们心中呢我们要这个要思考要思想在这个安静当中来思想它。
The second one that might seem very shocking is that we ought to express our anger to God.
第二个教导就是说我们必须要把我们心中的愤怒跟神沟通。
Many psalms express their anger towards God.
很多的这个诗篇啊，就讲到说啊，对，跟神讲我们的愤怒。
If you happen to be prone towards depression and anger, Psalm 88 is one particular favorite of mine.
如果说你有沮丧啊，或者说有愤怒的话啊。这个诗篇八十八章是很好的一个例子。
Third, we of course need to repent and confess of any wrong anger in our lives.
第三个的话就是说，我们必须要悔改啊，在这个愤怒上有悔改跟认罪。
And as proof of that repentance, we ought to reconcile.
如果说我们能够在这个上面能够认罪的话呢？那就能带领我们到和解。
And restore every and any relationship around us.
这样子才能把我们一切所有的关系需要的和好啊都能够达到。
This is the heart of today's passage.
这个是今天的信息的重点。
And to channel it or redirect it, all of our energy, that anger, that passion, into God's work.
把我们这个愤怒呢？啊，跟我们的需要呢，都在神这里疏解，在神这里啊，这认罪得到解答。
And finally, remember God's love and God's grace towards each of us.
因为我们不能够忘，一定要记得，就是说，在这个当中，是因为神是如何的爱我们，是如何的这个宽恕我们。
Today we spoke about the great commandment to love one another, but we always forget, often.That God's great love towards us and reconciling us is always calling out to us.
所以，我们一开始我们看到在十诫当中教导我们要爱人如己，啊，更深的我们看到就是说神是如何的爱我们。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life.
所以，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给世人，所以让爱他的人都能够得救，得永生。
Verse 17 follows, For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him.
因为神差遣他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
I believe all of us here struggle with anger, some more, some less.
我相信我们每一个人在这里，都是或多或少在这个愤怒上都是有些挣扎的。
But if God is the one that gave us anger, then God is the only one that can fix our problems with it.
如果我们的愤怒的那个能力是从神而来的话呢，也只有神有这个能力能够帮助我们来如何恰当的管理运用这个愤怒。
And maybe you are not the one that is so angry, but you've been the recipient of anger.
也许你并不是那一个充满了愤怒对待别人的，也许你是被别人的愤怒所影响的人。
And even if it's not your fault, God still calls us to reconcile.
虽然你并没有错，但是神还是要要求你说怎么样在这个上面追求一个和解。
We know Jesus did not deserve the anger and the wrath of God.
我们知道耶稣真的是并他应该是不要得到神的这个愤怒钉在十字架上。
And Christ is the only way to overcome anger.
所以我们知道说耶稣是我们这个胜过愤怒唯一的途径。
Christ is the only one that can unlock for us the plan and purpose that he has for you.
只有耶稣能够帮我们解答，让我们知道说他在我们人生的这个的目的跟这个计划是什么。
So if you're here today, and you're saying in your heart, I want to follow Jesus, I want to overcome anger in my life.
所以如果你今天坐在这里说啊，我希望能够追随耶稣，啊，让他帮忙我来解决我这些愤恨跟怒愤怒的这些问题。请跟我一起祷告。
Father,
天父啊。
This world is full of hurt.
在这个世上真的充满了伤害。
many hurts that have been done to us.
啊，我们很多都得到很多的伤害。
And many hurts that we have done.
我们也伤害了很多的人。
Father, forgive us of the way we hurt.
啊，天父啊，真是原谅我们啊，伤害了别人。
Father, help give us strength for where we have been hurt.
啊，天父啊，这给我们力量，在我们在得到伤害的时候啊，给我们力量啊，度过。
We thank you for your Son who has suffered all wrongs and sin.
啊，我们真的感谢你，是耶稣啊，在十字架上代替我们受了这所有的伤害。
And if there are someone or anyone here that would choose to say, I want that forgiveness in my life.
如果你今天坐在这里，说我选择要追随耶稣，啊，作为这我一生的道路。
That they would be saying in their heart, Jesus, please come into my life.
啊，你说耶稣啊，真的，请你走到我的心中。
Father, I pray that you give a spirit of peace.
天父真的是把这个啊，这个平安的这个啊，这个啊，赐给我们。
And a lifelong process of reconciling a relationship with you.
所以在我们人生一生当中，啊，与你和好的过程中
，beginning today，
真的是从今天开始。
And Father, if we have been following you, but we've lost our way.
啊，天父啊，如果说我们已经啊追随你一段时日，但是我们有些地方走失了。
Please give us your forgiveness and grace anew.
啊，真的是啊，原谅我们，把你的恩典继续的赐给我们。
And I pray that you continue to help us to pray to you and build our church together in unity.
主，我们真的是在这里祷告你，赐给我们力量，让我们在这里一同建立这个教会。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
I want to ask one more thing of you.
我还有一个问题。
If you made any sort of decision today,
如果你刚才听了讲道以后做了任何的决定，
share it with someone.
啊，你请你跟啊别人跟应该的对象分享。
It can be a friend or a church leader or even on your welcome card.
啊，也许是你的弟兄朋友，或者是教会的这个辅导。
And take time this week. To reconcile relationships.
所以在这个一开始的这个礼拜，就要花一些时间在这和解上面啊，做一些工作。
Let's take some time to finish our worship today.
啊，我们继续我们今天的这个敬拜，谢谢。
谢谢张牧师带来的信息，提醒我们借着与神和好能够与人和好。让我们用这首诗歌来回应今天的信息，大家坐了很久，让我们站起来来唱这首诗歌。信靠顺服， 亲爱的父神，我们满心感谢赞美，让我们能够今天在这边一起来敬拜。我们感谢您借着张牧师的口再一次提醒我们，让我们能够先建立我们与您的关系，让我们进一步能够修补我们与弟兄姐妹与人的关系，让我们能够真的是每天靠主喜乐，让我们能够除去我们心中的这些愤怒和不平。愿主亲自悦纳我们今天在这边所献上的一切我们的敬拜。愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、天父的慈爱、圣灵的交通与感动常与我们众人同在，从今时直到永永远远。阿们。接着要代表教会欢迎第一次来到我们当中的新朋友。田广生、严福，请问好，欢迎你们。施元祥，群，对不起，施元群，欢迎你。没有照片，也没有名字，不太容易欢迎啊。有没有我们在我右手边，我们没有拍到您照片，第一次来到我们当中的？哦，请自我介绍一下。
我是戴卫国，太太是汤
啊，欢迎。左手边有没有？也是第一次来到我们当中的，没有。好，所有刚刚欢迎到的弟兄姐妹和朋友们，待会儿结束之后请到钢琴前面来，我们有专人接待您，给您介绍我们的教会。好，那我就把时间交给今天的领会。
有一个提醒，就是秋季的洗礼是8月17号，所以请觉知的弟兄姐妹可以到教会办公室去报名。那我们有大概是3次到4次的这样的一个课程在敬礼之前。今天的聚会就到这里，请我们安静默祷，然后散会。